We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
One of the big negatives of no fans in the stands is we didn't get to see the crowds around the country destroy the Houston Astros. Yeah.
And we didn't get to see Diaz get booed off the mound on Saturday.
Yes, that's true. We didn't get to see that either. But one of the positives of this scheduling is that, yeah, Dodgers, Astros. And the reason I say that, and I don't know, maybe next year I'll be proven wrong about this, Joe. I never thought the Yankees were going to start hitting Astros. And a part of why I never thought that is the guys on the Yankees. Garrett Cole is not hitting his former teammates. That's just not happening.
You wouldn't think so.
James Paxton was not on the team. I just didn't take it that he was going to start drilling Astros. I know he was in the division. I just didn't take it that way. I also never assumed, Joe, that Masahiro Tanaka was going to start drilling.
Yeah, I don't see Tanaka as a guy that drills people at all.
Yeah, I mean, with the relievers, I don't know. You want to tell me Aroldis Chapman was going to start drilling Astros? Like, maybe. I just never thought that it was going to be that. I thought the Yankee fans were just going to hammer the Astros and it would be entertaining. But I never thought the Yankees were going to be the instigators of any kind of hit fest against the Astros, and maybe we'll see next year. Maybe
you never know about Garrett Cole, though. I mean, he could, you know, he could be like somebody, you know, the mob used to be, where, you know, like your best friend would be the guy to kill you. You know what I mean?
That's fair. You know what? Maybe.
So maybe Garrett Cole, you know, maybe Garrett Cole's going to say, hey, you know, I'm going to show how I'm a Yankee now, and he goes and drills Altuve.
You know what? That's possible. And then he winks at Aaron Judge standing in right field. Right, that one's for you, pal.
You never know.
I got you.
You know
right.
How it works.
You're right. You know what? You're right. That's very, very possible. We're not going to find out this year.
Right.
We'll find out next year.
Right. Well, you might find out in the playoffs. I mean,
that
could happen.
Although, I don't know.
At that point, I don't think you're not going to be worrying about any retribution.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah, I think that, look, if the Yankees play the Astros, it'll be a part of the media buildup. We'll talk about it. Players will be asked. But I don't know if it's going to spill onto the field. But Joe Kelly of the L.A. Dodgers, formerly of the Boston Red Sox, formerly of that brawl with Tyler Austin, he's kind of nuts. He really does. He comes across a little crazy, and he only kind of enhanced that last night because he throws a 3-0 pitch clearly at Bregman's head. There's no debate here, Joe.
Right.
You know, sometimes you get annoyed when that's not on purpose. He threw at Bregman's head. There's no deny. Everybody knows it. So he throws a 3-0 pitch at Bregman's head. And I got to tell you, Joe, I hand it to Bregman. He didn't do anything. He took it. You know, did he glare a little bit? Maybe a little bit. But he went to first base and he shut up. Didn't do anything after that. Mm-hmm. And then I think it was right after that at bat, somebody, and I'm going to speculate it was Dusty Baker, and I have great respect for Dusty, but I think it was Dusty, because it sounded like an older man. That's why I'm assuming it's Dusty. Screamed clearly at Joe Kelly, since there's no fans in the stands. And let me clean this up, Joe. Just get on the mound, you little bleep.
Right.
So that, I got to tell you, that was awesome. Because it's just...
Right.
It's feeling real now.
Right.
And then he comes up and I think it was on Juli Gurriel, maybe once or twice. And then him and Carlos Correa are kind of going at it. He comes up in on Correa, but then he strikes him out to end the inning. And as he's walking off the mound, because again, you could see all this now. We could hear all this. He says to Carlos, nice swing, bleep. Okay, it's a word I can probably say, but I'm not going to get into it.
Yeah, right.
And then Correa starts jawing back at him, you know, like, that's throw your fastball or something like that. And then, oh, you struck me out, so what? And they start jawing at each other, and then everybody comes out. And there's jawing mostly between Correa and Kelly, and Kelly's making faces as if he's nuts. Like, he's making these facial expressions, Joe, like he's on another planet right now.
Right.
He's Roger Clemens throwing a bat at Piazza.
Right.
He's just in a trance would be the way to look at it. And so the bench is empty, but there's no fight. Obviously, fights are banned, Joe. You're not allowed to fight during this.
Right, I understand that.
But it was,
no
spinning, I got to
no
tell
fighting.
You, as a baseball fan, it was wildly entertaining. Now, you want to have a moral debate? Should Kelly throw at Bregman's head? Probably not. He should drill him in the backside. I get that. It's dangerous. You don't want to hurt anybody. But the whole spectacle in the sixth inning last night was just wildly entertaining. And the fact that you could hear a lot of it because there was no crowd there only enhanced the awesomeness of this little head-to-head going on last night between the Astros and the Dodgers.
It is true that you could certainly hear things. I mean, even watching a Met game last night, when J.D. hit that home run off the foul pole, the pesky pole, man, you could hear it doink off it. And then remember when he dove back into first base and they replayed it about 17 times because he kind of went, oh, you know, I forget what he did, but it was like a grunt.
Well,
diving back into first base.
Well,
by J.D.
Who was the Red Sox reliever? It wasn't last night. I think it was the night before. Who was grunting after every?
Oh
pitch.
Yeah, and I think was it Ronnie said it that he was like the
Monica Seles, yeah,
of baseball. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, look, bro, you know better than me. I never heard it. You probably got a couple of these relievers on your fantasy team. I mean, I actually do. There you go. I mean,
one of them.
Do you think I'm telling you, I'm looking at the Red Sox pitchers in this series against the Mets, and I'm like, outside of Eovaldi, like, I don't know any of these guys. I mean,
well,
a lot of these guys.
Look, there's a lot of that going on in baseball because last night I'm watching, obviously, this Dodger-Astro game, and the Astros, who've had their own injury problems as well, they got a lot of guys in their bullpen who are all making their major league debuts, guys that just haven't been around.
Seems like a lot of that. Now, everybody's got a lot of pitchers, too, with the 30-man roster.
That has a lot to do with it.
Right.
I mean, you got guys in the major leagues that shouldn't be in the major leagues.
Correct.
But they're there because there are 30-man rosters, combined with injuries, combined with guys that may have had COVID and haven't been allowed back yet.
The whole deal.
There's a lot of that in baseball. But you got any issue with Joe Kelly? You happy with Joe Kelly? Because on Twitter, everybody loves him.
It doesn't bother me. I mean, I know everybody's out to get the Astros. First of all, you heard what Rome said. I mean, he wasn't even on a team when all this went down.
Yeah, so but he was on the Red Sox.
Right. So, you know, he probably is doing it to endear himself to his teammates, which I totally get, you know, from that aspect.
No, I think he hates them.
Do you? You think that's what it is?
Look, I can't
say. You don't
think
he's trying to endear himself to his Dodger teammates?
I'm sure that may be a part of it. I'm not going to dismiss that completely, but Joe Kelly's on the Red Sox. The Red Sox played the Astros
in
the postseason.
Yeah, there's no love there either.
And as Joe Kelly has proven a couple of times, he's freaking nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, he's ready to fight. He's ready to go. And he's trash-talking as he's doing it. Like, the idea of him throwing up and in at Bregman, that's one thing. But then he's yelling at Correa after he struck him out.
How long till there really is a brawl, though? I mean,
it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
No, of course. Of course it's going to happen. There's going to be a brawl at some point. Probably he's going to be involved Houston.
It's going to involve Houston, yes. Right. No, I think it's because of this. I think that you need – there are individual players – and they may not even be guys you think of, okay, that are probably just hate these guys.
Yeah.
They hate everything about what they did in 17. They hate the lack of taking any accountability for it. And so it may not even be somebody we expect.
Right.
When you think about it with Joe Kelly, it makes a lot of sense. And I think that the Astros showed you, or I should say Correa showed you, because Bregman didn't do any. Bregman handled it perfectly, as far as I'm concerned. Alex Bregman had the look of, you know what? I knew this was going to happen. I know this is going to happen. You didn't hit me in the head. I'm going to go to first base. But I think once somebody gets hit and they get hurt, I think that a guy like Carlos Correa, who showed how angry he got just over Joe Kelly trash talk, I think there's absolutely going to be a brawl. And I don't think baseball's saying, well, we're banning brawls. Brawls are illegal to begin with. It's not like you're allowed to fight during a normal season.
Right.
So I do think it's going to eventually get ugly. But last night, as a baseball fan, was just wildly entertaining. That's the way I looked at it. I had fun. I enjoyed myself watching that.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it plays out with Houston going forward. But there's going to be brawls. There will be a brawl, and it'll be very interesting to see how baseball handles it when there is one.
Yeah, and I think what the Astros need to do right now is they got to ignore everything that is said to them, and they got to ignore pitches coming up in it.
They got to be smart and just go out there and play winning baseball. The only way you're going to get back at everything now is to go out there and win games. That's it.
That's it. I just don't, and I get, hey, you can really hurt somebody by throwing at somebody's head. Of course, I get that. I'm certainly not saying that Joe Kelly should try to hit somebody in the head. Okay, I don't think anybody wants to see it, but he wanted to come up and in. He wanted to, I don't know if Joe Kelly was trying to hit him. I think he was trying to send that message. Look, I don't think, and I said this while you were on vacation, I don't know if you disagree with me, I don't think Roger Clemens was trying to hit Mike Piazza. I think he wanted to come up and in. Yeah, I think he wanted to try to intimidate him, but I don't think he was trying to concuss him. You disagree with me?
I put nothing past Clemens, so I you know, you're probably okay. Right, but it is Clemens.
Okay. That's fine. I looked at it as, I'm old school. Well, so are you. Who am I preaching to here? I looked at it as, he's Don Drysdale. Yeah. He's saying, you know what? You own me. I'm coming up and in. I don't want you comfortable. Yeah. That's what I thought Roger did to Mike.
Well, Drysdale did it. So did Gibson, man.
Of course. And by the way, it's glorified.
Yeah. With those guys, it is. I mean, okay. And you know what? The difference, though, is it was accepted by the hitters, too. You know, they knew.
Yes.
That if you just hit a home run off a guy, whoever, you know, especially a guy like Drysdale or Gibson, you're going to get plunked. He's going to come in on it. And that was accepted, where today it's not.
Well, you know what else?
It's not accepted today.
There's something else, too. Don Drysdale had to bat.
That's true.
And that matters.
That is true.
That's why.
And Don Drysdale was a tremendous hitter.
Yes, he was. And that's why I'm not trying to, this is not a DH argument, but it's why George Steinbrenner, the great George Steinbrenner, the legendary George Steinbrenner.
Should be in the Hall of Fame.
Let's go all through it. He said after the Yankee Oriole brawl, the Armando Benitez Tino brawl, he said, maybe these pitchers need to hit. Maybe that's the answer to all of this.
Yeah.
And look, obviously that's not happening. But it does. I think that's also changed a lot of this. But I think what the Astros need to do, because it's going to happen again, is they just got to go to first base. You're going to take your base and just not respond. I mean, Joe Kelly's crazy. Okay, the look on his face last night was nuts. If I'm Carlos Correa, ignore him. Don't get into a shouting match with him. Throw him.
Well,
that's
it. You're right. You know, you're Houston. You just got to rise above it and win the games. Win the games.
You want to really annoy
go out
opponents.
And win the World Series. You really want to get baseball. Everybody even more ticked off at you. Go win the World Series this year.
And while you do it, have a smirk on your face.
Right.
That's what you do. I thought Bregman did that last night. I thought Bregman was kind of smirking as he went over there.
Well, you know what? Somebody, maybe Altuve, maybe Bregman, so maybe Dusty. They got to circle the wagon and say, look, here's what we're going to do from now on. This crap is going to go on all year. And we're just going to have to deal with it, and we got to go out there and win. And at the end of the day, let's go win it, and we'll be the last man. We'll be the ones laughing at the end.
Let me play you something. This is from Barstool. Big Cat did this interview with Alex Bregman.
Who's
part
Big
of
Cat?
Why? Big Cat. He's legendary now. Big superstar. Barstool did an interview.
Isn't that Dave Portnoy? Isn't he the guy that runs Barstool?
Well, Dave Portnoy runs Barstool.
He's
El Presidente.
We tried to get him on. I mean, just forget it. He's just too big for us.
He's interviewing the president. I mean, he's kind of a big deal.
Big Don. I'm like, are you kidding me? He's interviewing Don?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So he.
I did see that.
So Big Cat interviewed Alex Bregman, and he asks him, hey, well, unwritten rules in baseball, what do you think?
Not Andres Galarraga, right? Big Cat.
What was that? The first baseman.
He was the big cat.
Do you remember him with the Mets at spring training? He actually came to the Mets.
I think I do that. You say that, yeah.
He didn't make the team, by the way.
No, well, he
obviously.
Was, you know, he was done.
So he interviews Bregman, asks him, this is a couple years ago. I don't think this is anything of last week, certainly, about unwritten rules in baseball. Listen to Bregman's answer.
I kind of like the way that the game has always policed itself. I think that if you do some stupid stuff on the field, either you or one of your teammates is going to get hit for how you were acting. And I kind of like that. I kind of like how those rules.
Nailed it. Oh, he nailed it.
Yeah,
if you do stupid stuff on the field, maybe that's stealing signs, banging drums, I don't know.
Right, whatever.
Baseball polices itself. I like it. And you know what? Here's where I give Bregman credit. He backed up those words because he didn't do anything last night.
Right.
But he didn't go nuts.
That's what I would do. Dusty, I'd have a meeting, you know, socially distanced meeting, and just, you know, have my team, you know, that's what I would, my mindset would be.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be like Jackie Robinson in 1947. We're going to turn the other cheek.
Yeah.
And then we'll get the last laugh at some point.
Look, I think that's how you have to handle it.
Yep.
That's how you have to handle it. But that was Alex Bregman from Pardon My Take, the podcast courtesy of Barstool. And we'll see how this continues on. But you know what? This is policing itself. I think that qualifies to what Bregman said, and it's been a part of baseball. And I get that a lot of people think it's dumb. Oh, it's stupid. It's so childish. It's just a part of baseball, and it's the way it's been for a real long time. And there's a lot of things that aren't accepted anymore, as we just discussed. Guy hits a home run. You're not supposed to go up and in towards his head. Now you're a headhunter. Now you're a jerk. When Bob Gibson did it, he's God.
Right.
When Don Drysdale did it, he's amazing.
No question.
Okay, so there has been a pivot in the way that's been treated.
Yes.
I understand that. But we'll see if this we'll see if it continues in this series, too. I mean, that's another thing. Will the Dodgers keep doing it?
How many more games they got with them? They got two more games with them?
They got two. I think it's a three-game series. Yeah, I think they got two more games.
Three games? And they're not doing a 2-2 home-and-home, anything like that?
No, I think it's three games in Houston.
Yeah, I guess they wouldn't because they're in the same. Well, no, they're not.
Actually, no.
Maybe it is because they're in different divisions.
You know what?
They don't play six with Houston, do they?
You know what it is, bro? They play four games with them. It's not the 2-2. It's two now and then two later.
Oh, that's
because
all?
They didn't play on Monday.
I see.
And they played last night, and they're playing tonight. And then they do not play on Thursday. The Dodgers play the Diamondbacks. So it's a two-game series, and then there'll be two more later in the season back in L.A. is my assumption.
I get it.
So we'll see how it transpires.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.